In one of nature's most daring matches, these seven men sought battle with an immensely powerful, agile, and resilient 40-ton whale. These men hunted not from an umiak, but from a much sturdier but still small aluminum dinghy, powered interchangeably by oars and a modern outboard motor. A kicking whale's tail or slapping whale fins could easily capsize the boat. Together, the whale's tail and fins, called flukes, propel and guide the massive mammal with both precision and stealth, equally able to challenge or simply evade anything or anyone foolish enough to confront it. If cast out of their boat and into the frigid waters, for any reason, be it man-caused, ocean-caused, or whale-caused, the jettisoned men would not have long to enjoy the refreshing chill of the 8-degree Arctic Ocean water before dying. But the prospect of a bitter winter without locally hunted whale blubber, more appetizingly called muktuk, the primary but long since essential food choice for natives, provided these whalers with the chance to simultaneously ply their trade and win local plaudits. In one of modernity's most predictable phenomenon, the prosperity delivered by Alaska's oil wealth did not cut Barrowins off from their past, it helped them recreate it. Before the oil boom of the mid-1970s, Eskimos hunted whales only in springtime. Prior to widespread adoption of the outboard motor and two-way radio, hunting whales any time other than in the spring was pointless. The only way pre-modern whalers could effectively hunt was by waiting out on the sea ice in pitched tents for days, sometimes even weeks at a time, for whales to pass them by. While their cultural betters down in the lower 48 lamented the lost innocence of Inuits and other newly modern peoples, Barrowins were as eager to improve their own lives as anyone else. Why they should continue living as fossilized museum pieces so that members of the faraway commentariat in the lower 48 could congratulate themselves for preserving was a question few people on the North Slope had the time to waste asking. Now that they had outboard motors, Malik didn't have to wait for whales or the approval of their distant and unknowing superiors. They could go get the whales themselves. Once they found and harpooned one, they could use their two-way radios to get help towing it in. But make no mistake.